Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ideas or you need ideas, go to creativebizideas.com. Go to creativebizideas.com.
Good morning and welcome to Creative Biz Ideas. My name is Nolan Davis. I'm your host this morning. Today's date is May 4th, 2015, and today on the show, we're going to talk about impacting your team, with Impact Training with Mike Poe. We're also going to talk about OTC today. That's launching here in Houston this week, and we're going to have our weekly tips with Doug Winnie, the number one coach in the world, and also our legal advice from our very own attorney, Mark Smith. All of this on this episode of Creative Biz Ideas, as soon as we come back.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas, and I have a co-host by the name of Chris Burris. Mr. Chris,
yes, you
Burris,
do, and I am here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. It is a beautiful day today, and looking forward to a very successful week. How about you, Nolan?
Hey, I'm doing great today. I actually said I'm kind of surprised that you came on today. I rolled with the regular situation because I saw your number up there, but I actually texted Charles to see if he was going to co-host today. Is he not?
I knew that was going
to
come up. Oh yeah. So I feel like that. You know that anchor of the TV show who's a little nervous about, you know, taking a vacation or having a sick day because that more talented anchor who's out on the wings steps in, and then all of a sudden everybody loves him, and, you know, you've got nothing. So Charles had to stand in for our Lunch and Learn last Thursday, and I knew he was going to do a great job. I was a little nervous, and are you giving me the pink slip?
I am not. I'm giving you the ish, right? Because that's what we do. But you know what? To be perfectly honest, Charles did a great job. We had some new people in there. We had some action coach guys in there. We know pretty much all of those guys. I had Sam and Tim came in there.
Great.
So, you know, we know those guys very well. But you know, Charles did a great job. I helped him a little bit only because I know how you flow and how you give the information, but it was very little, right? Like I'd said one or two things to interject and just to make it flow a little bit nicer. And I think it was a great time. I actually had somebody that was there that I promise you I felt like they were trying to stop doing what they were doing and work with me. And she was like, "You have so much passion about what you do. I just do insurance. How passionate can you be about insurance, right?" She said, "But, you know, I'm trying to do the photography thing on the side. My real job is insurance. And I heard about the Lunch and Learn, so I came. And, man, I mean, I could really sell your product." Because, and I was like, "So are you leaving your job to come on board, or what are we doing?" Right? It was that type of situation.
Are you submitting a resume? Is this an audio resume?
Right. Exactly. I was like, should I be interviewing you right now? I don't even know where we are right now. I don't even know where we are. So it was that type of situation. But I think it went well. We didn't have as many people as usual. We had about 10. We usually have about 20, 25. But you and I have been extremely busy, so I know we really wasn't pushing it. And I had two people cancel on that day, saying that they couldn't make it and to put their money over to the next one or something like that. So we got to talk about that. But it went well.
Good, good. Yeah, I had a guy who hit me up in the morning, said he couldn't make it, and I had really spoken with him at a networking event, and made sure that he actually purchased his ticket like 3 weeks in advance, and then I let him know a couple days before that it was gonna be Charles, and that he was gonna, you know, be very thankful that Charles was there instead of me, and then he had something come up. You know, he's an attorney. Attorneys always have something coming up.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, speaking of attorney, I have a new client, Jay Dushkin, who's an awesome attorney. Does some business things, and he and I, we kind of looked at a list of videos that he's going to do for the whole year. So
cool.
I'm going to talk to Jay. Yeah, that the reason I brought it up is because I'm going to talk to Jay about maybe doing a premiere party, so people will, you know, be able to see one of those and be invited to that. But also talk to Jay about what you do, Chris, because we work extremely well together.
Absolutely.
So you may be talking to him. He's from my network meeting, which is Houston Business Cabinet. And as I was sitting there talking to him, you know, he was talking about it's something he wanted to do video for years and this, that, and the other. And they had a video guy. And I said, well, how long have you been with the club? And he said, oh, I've been with the club 27 years. And I was like, Jesus, 27 years?
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's the beginning of time.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, how long has the club been around? And he said about 35 years. So I had no idea that the club that I was a part of had been around that long.
I got to say, the founder Ron Harris must be older than he looks.
Oh, he you know what? He has a very young face and young attitude, but his hair is pure white. I promise.
Yeah,
I mean, it's straight off the dude from Airplane. What's that guy's name?
Nelson something.
Yeah, Nelson something like that. But yeah,
wow, we're
a
great
guy,
pop
though.
Culture host. We should quit. We should quit our business show and do a pop culture show.
But you know what? He looks like a blend of that guy from Airplane and Will Ferrell because he's so big as well.
Yeah,
and
he's such a
nice guy. He actually just got 2 referrals to me this past week. He was at the last meeting. And stuff has just been coming to me. I mean, it's just been coming to me. So, but
you deserve it.
But thank you, sir. Thank you. Speaking of HBC, part of my group, I have a guy by the name of Mike Pope. Now, Mike is both of our clients, actually. So I'm letting everybody know. I'm not telling you anything new. I know it sounds like I'm saying, hey, he's both of our clients. You already knew that, but I'm letting the rest of the world know that Mike Pope is a client of eWeb Styles and Vids, Inc. But before I became Vids, Inc., I had partnered with someone else, After Perfect Gentleman, and we were WorldLink Services. WorldLink Services is one of my companies that I actually created just to get in business real quick because you have no idea what the hell we do. I could be standing in line at Starbucks and listening to a conversation of people in front of me saying, I need somebody to shovel manure from the south side of the street to the north side of the street. And I'm like, how much are you paying? Let me get on the phone. If I can find somebody to do it and I can make money on it, I'm like, hey, this is Nolan Davis with WorldLink Services and we shovel manure. Like, it's just that thing. So Perfect Gentleman didn't go well. Perfect Gentleman didn't go well, or the way
Well, let's fix that first. It went well in terms of a show, right? It was a good show. You pulled it all together. It just had some challenges getting funded, which is quite typical of a show.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Chris. So When it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, monetarily, we had all this video equipment and we started WorldLink services. So what I did was, and this is the big secret,
Wait, let me ask. I got to ask this. Did you guys sell sausage links?
We did not.
Oh, okay. Because the WorldLink services, I thought, you know, sausages from around the world.
We did not. Our tagline is linking business to businesses. Right, like it's something like that. I forget what it is. It was something like that, which is my tagline because I'm always doing something from a B2B standpoint. So when we started WorldLink Services, I did some research and found that video was going to be the hottest thing on the internet, but it just hadn't arrived yet. Right, it was one of those situations. So I took all the clips that I wasn't a part of. Imperfect Gentlemen, and I put a demo together. So that was restaurants, yachts, piano bars. It was dancing. It was all types of things that we did on Perfect Gentlemen that I wasn't a part of. I put the coolest demo I could with what I had and knew that I could do the video production part of it because all you needed was an idea. And I'm full of them, right? And I went out there and started selling videos for $4.99. And the person that I'm going to have on my show today was one of my very first clients. And he had got one of those videos within the first 6 months that I had started WorldLink Services. And now he wants another video for him and his business as he expands. And that's Michael Pope. With Impact Training. And today we're going to talk about how important it is to impact your team, not just train your team on what their job is, but really build the team to trust one another and know how to work together with team building activities. So that's what we're talking to today.
Excellent. Yeah, Mike's a great guy. I got together with him as we were bringing him on board with us, and he started talking about some of the trainings that he's done. He does take teams out onto sailboats and have like 6 sailboats out running some task, and how the post analysis of that event really brought the teams together, the individual teams together, showed how the actually demonstrated how the individual teams worked independently, and then how collectively it all comes together. He does some pretty amazing stuff.
Absolutely. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and bring on Mike Pope. Mike Pope, are you there, sir?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you all?
Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike. Morning. I'm doing well as to be expected on an early Monday morning doing the show. So Impact Training. Tell us a little bit about what you do, sir.
Well, we've been around since 1999, and we work with organizations to transform their work groups into highly functioning, innovative teams. And we do a lot of different things to help teams really maximize their efforts. But we always recommend doing a thorough analysis up front so you can really use a rifle approach rather than a shotgun approach to improve your teams. And then we have several different kinds of experiential team building that are designed to be catalysts for behavior that allows teams to look at their ability to interact with one another and solve problems and communicate and build trust and that sort of thing. But we also do professional development programs that allow the team members to build their individual skill sets as well. And on top of that, we also do quite a bit of focus on developing leaders because the leaders of teams are so important in establishing the norms for that team.
So let me ask you a question. What gave you the idea? What need did you see that needed to be filled that you said, you know what, I'm going to really do some team building or this is something that's definitely needed in the corporate arena?
Well, when I first graduated from college with my degree in management, I went to work for a big company, and this was a long, long time ago when TQM first started, the Total Quality Management, and everybody was having a focus on improving quality, and it was a great set of tools that was based on Dr. Deming and Dr. Duran's principles that he had taught Japan, actually. And did a great job of solving problems. What I thought it lacked was addressing the human element of teams. You know, it was a great set of tools, analysis, and, you know, root cause analysis and so forth. But I thought it still lacked a little bit in terms of looking at the team dynamics, the psychosociological aspects of team functioning. And so I just happened to meet a social psychologist, and we became partners and started the company and started doing that work so that teams can reach their greatest potentials.
Got you. Now, who comes up with the creativeness around whatever training? So, for example, Chris talked about the sailboats. I videoed you doing some ropes trainings, and then it looked like something that was like a human-sized board game when you guys were running around. I don't even really remember what it was, but I remember this is crazy. Like, it was, and everybody was having a great time, and they were laughing, but it still brought everybody together, and they had to create a strategy and execute together. Who comes up with the different activities and exercises that you all do within your trainings?
Well, you know, as far as the ropes course goes, the ropes course has been around for quite a number of years. Probably it's been used in the corporate world for 25 or 26 years, and that's how I got into the team building business, doing ropes course to begin with. But after that, everything else has been things that I've created. You know, the program that you were talking about is called Market Simulation. It's one I created on a request of one of my clients. Caterpillar Power Generation Systems wanted to train a sales team, and he challenged me to come up with an activity that was great for salesmen, and so that's what I came up with. And I've used it many, many occasions with other teams. But as far as, like, the sailing program, you know, everybody goes sailing, and that's great, but I designed the team challenge that forces the team boats in the fleet to work together. It kind of simulates, the sailing program simulates teamwork within a department, and then having multiple boats simulates cooperation between departments.
Got you. Okay. So let me ask you this. When you talk about the leaders and really getting the leaders together, what is that part of the whole DISC, or do you teach everybody on the team DISC, and explain to our listeners exactly what do you mean by DISC? Because Doug Winnie has touched on it a little bit before, but I know you teach it as well.
Well, DISC is a behavior style indicator that was developed by 1930 psychologist William Moulton Marston, who was a really interesting character. But it looks at your preferences in a couple different categories. And when you look at your preference in these two categories, it shakes out to one of four preferences. The D stands for dominance, and they like change, and they're really logic-focused and want to get things done. They like movement. The I stands for influence. They like movement and change as well, but they have a little more finesse. They're more based on relationships. And then you come on around to S, which stands for steadiness, and they're more cautious and reflective, not as outspoken, but also focus on the relationship. And they really value support, being supportive and supporting other people and being supported. And then the next one is the C, which stands for conscientiousness. These guys are more reserved and cautious and reflective, but they're also very logic-driven. And so they're very concrete-oriented, detail-oriented, and black and white. Why that's important is that a good leader first has to understand their own behavior style and their own functioning style, and then they need to understand the functioning style of all the members of their team and know who they blend with easily and who they may butt heads with. And a good leader will learn how to flex their style to accommodate or get the most out of each of their team members based on the behavior style.
Got you. Okay. And that's, I can see how that's very important, from a strategic standpoint to make sure that you all are as efficient as possible. So with that being said, when the people that are listening right now and they have a team or they're building a team, I don't think you necessarily have to wait until you get like 50 guys in different departments. What type of teams do you work with, and how are you the most effective? Like, if you have, smaller groups, or if you have bigger groups, what's the most effective you've seen? Is it a number? Is it a type of business, or what?
Well, that's kind of hard to answer. I've worked with everything from a four-person chiropractic service, which, by the way, I'm taking out sailing at the end of this week, all the way to ExxonMobil, huge departments. I think that for the most effectiveness, you want to work with small, intact teams so they can look at their behavior and how they function together. What you want to do is do a good assessment about where the team is and what's going on currently, what's the current state of the team. It's real important to look at the leadership and their style of leadership and how that meshes with the team. But as far as if I have large groups, we'll keep them, we'll break them down into multiple groups of no more than 15, just because if you go more than 15, the extroverts get more extroverted, the introverts get more introverted, and you don't get a true sense of the dynamic of the team. And the whole purpose of doing these experiential activities, experiential training modalities, is to replicate behavior that you see at work in a fun environment that's non-threatening, so they can start really being honest with one another and looking at their behavior and how their behavior is impacting performance.
Got you. Okay. So for the people that are listening and anybody that's interested in any of your team building activities or just want to talk to you about what the challenges that they have in their team and to see if you can help them, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, they can certainly send me an email. My email address is mlpope@impacttd.com, or they're more than welcome to call me at 832-515-1572. I'd be more than happy to talk to them about their team, and I can do a complimentary quick team analysis for them just to give them a feel for where they are and also give them a comparison to benchmark against other teams.
Got you. Now,
that's a good
Chris, yeah, absolutely. Chris, how long do you think it'll be before you kind of get the website up for this guy?
His website should be done in about 30 days. And actually a little bit shorter, because I think we're already a week into it. So let's look for the new website in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the prototype on Friday. It's already looking great, Chris.
Excellent. So, yeah, three weeks sounds about right.
Okay. So
I know you're doing videos. You're gonna put me on the spot. Let's when are those videos going to be ready?
Oh, I can have videos. I got the video ready tonight. I haven't even shot it. This is what that is. I'm that guy.
Mike, we're going to need a couple headshots so that we can work you into the video.
Oh, no. So here's the thing. Next week I won't be able to – no, that's this week. Next week I would be able to shoot. I have to hook up with Mike and see if we can get some stuff together. But when we get it together, trust me, first and foremost, I need you to understand, Chris, you're not going to beat me with whatever you put out. Like, you're not going to put yours out before I put mine out. If anything, it's going to be same time, right? It's going to be,
yeah.
I'm done with the website, I'm done with the video. So there you have it. It's not going to be
on the
you beating me. Exactly,
yep.
Exactly. So so definitely save a good space for the video. But I want to be able to make sure that we bring Mike back. That's what I was getting to. I want to bring Mike back as we launch the website and the video for just like a sneak peek, to peek his head in and say, hey, guys, check out my new website. It really shows and reflects what I do, because I think you and I, when we work together, we do that extremely well for our clients. The video does that, and the website does that at the same time. So that would give them an opportunity to come back and spread his stuff. Because I hate for it to be, hey, you know, this is what I do, and the website's not ready. Let's just bring him back. He could do a follow-up part of it, and then we can go from there. Does that sound fair, Mike?
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Okay. All right, Chris, did you have any questions for Mike?
No. I think that's good stuff. You mentioned kind of the size of teams that you're able to work with, and this is just something interesting because you touched on the creativity side of things. How'd you come up with the market simulation? Like, do you spend like weeks putting these together? Did they just pop in your head immediately? How does that type of training come up to you?
Well, I just interviewed the sales manager for that company, and I really tried to do a good job. We did an assessment of where the team was, and I listened to what he was trying to accomplish and what his goals were for the team intervention. And we came up with the first version of it in just a couple of days. It's kind of evolved since then, but yeah, it just took a couple of days to put it all together, and it went really well. So, and then it's served its purpose for many other clients as well.
Yeah, I guess one of the really powerful points is you do a lot of thinking about what's going to be most valuable for the team. These are experiential team building events, really, and that's important. I think, you know, it's so easy to go send your team to some sort of training and they listen to somebody and they see slides, and if they're proactive, they're taking pictures of slides, and then they leave and they never look at the slides, they never implement any of the information, and what you do is so experiential that they walk out of there with some changes in hand.
Absolutely. We're all about looking at behavior and changing behavior. And what makes it so effective, these experiential programs, is that it's a fun way to do serious work. And they're not intimidated, and they actually start taking the mask off and letting their guard down, and then they get more comfortable talking about their behavior with one another. And another thing that we do is we always do a follow-up 30 days and 60 days after the actual program to make sure. What I tell them is I want to hold you accountable for holding each other accountable. So
yeah. Excellent. So, also another great aspect of what you do.
Absolutely. So in a couple of weeks, we're going to have you back on the show, Mike, just to kind of stick your head in for a little bit and talk about the new website and how easily it is to navigate through and where people should go on the website if they wanted to contact you and talk about you working with their team. Is there anything you want to leave us with today, sir?
No, I just appreciate you having me on today, and I just looking forward to a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, and thank you for involving me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Mike Pope, for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon, sir.
Take care, Mike.
Well, thank you.
All right. Now, that was Mike Pope. We have some tips, weekly tips coming up shortly, as soon as we come back.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis and Chris Burgess with Creative Biz Ideas. If you're listening online and you want to participate, give us a call at 347-945-6693. I do see we have some listeners on right now, and if you'd like to participate, just press 1. That'll put you in the host queue and let me know that you are there. Just got finished speaking with Michael Pope great guy. He talked about DISC, and if you heard him explain DISC, Doug Winnie has actually talked to me about DISC before. And so I told him, I said, Doug, I think I'm a little bit more than just an eye. I think I'm an eye. And he said, no, you're just an eye. I said, no, I said, you can be.
You just want to be more than an eye, and you're not.
Well, look, he told people, he said, you can be a high D and a small I, or you could do a little bit. He was like, no, you're probably 100% I is what that is. And, yeah, feel good about it. Now, the I, the way that Doug explains the I is not as great as if Mike had explained the I to me the way and I understood it that way, I would stand strong in the I. But, you know, Doug was like, you know, they influence, they talk a lot, and they're chumps. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
they don't get anything done, and everybody's really happy around them, even though they're not getting anything done because they are, in fact, influencers. Yeah.
But see, I stay up all night to get it done. So I'm like, that's what it is. Like, so I'm still pumping out videos, so I'm still getting it done. I'm like, you know, I could be a high, but it is what it is. I'm not. I'll talk to Doug Winnie about that later. I like the way that Mike explained it. That the best actually is what that is. So we have our own attorney, Mark Smith. He's going to give us some legal advice. I actually had a conversation with Mark last week. I had my 1 hour free consultation, and actually come to find out that we have some things that we're probably going to be doing here together in the near future. So look out for that. But for right now, we're going to bring on our very own Mark Smith. Mark Smith, are you there, sir?
All right.
Good
Mark
morning,
Smith.
Gentlemen.
What's going on, sir?
Good morning.
Not a whole lot. Can you guys hear me?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Just making sure.
All right, happy.
It's Monday morning, so.
you're like, it's Monday morning. My lips could be moving and nothing could be coming out. I don't know if I'm thinking right now. I don't know what I'm doing.
Pretty much exactly. That's spot on. So. Well, I was going to talk to you guys. Go ahead, Nolan. I'm sorry.
No, so what do you have for us today, sir?
Well, so one of the areas that my law firm is getting into is immigration law, and I wanted to just give you guys a brief overview of some of the things that businesses can do to bring employees in. You know, very small businesses probably won't have this happen, but there's a lot of construction companies, even smaller construction companies, that have employees that they want to bring in from overseas. So there's a couple of different ways you can do it. Number one, you know, the employer can sponsor the immigrant to come over. And under current U.S. immigration law, there's a couple of preferences that they give on allowing foreign workers to come in and immigrate. So The first preference is related to kind of – for lack of a better word, kind of high-level employees. And so specifically, they defined it as people with extraordinary ability in the sciences, arts, education, business, or athletics, or outstanding professors and researchers who are known internationally, or multinational managers and executives who work for a U.S. Subsidiary that is overseas. So that, you know, that's typically if you've got a really large company, say like an IBM or a ExxonMobil, that's got a manager that is in South America that is doing really well and they want to bring to the U.S., they can get them in under that preference. Second preference is for professionals holding an advanced degree or a baccalaureate degree and 5 years of experience in the profession, or people with exceptional ability in the sciences, arts, and business. And, you know, who knows that the difference between exceptional and extraordinary, probably a very minute term of art, but essentially if you're extraordinary, you're in the first preference group. If you're exceptional, you're in the second preference group. So it's kind of odd. The third preference would be for skilled workers who require a minimum of 2 years training. Professionals who are members of professions whose jobs require at least a bachelor's degree, or unskilled workers who are capable of filling positions that require less than 2 years of training. So it's essentially skilled or unskilled workers, but not seasonal workers. Fourth would be widowers or a special immigrant. And there's a special form that those guys have to fill out. And then the fifth element for employers is called an investor visa. And investor visas generally require the person to invest at least $1 million in a new commercial enterprise in the U.S. And employ at least 10 people, not including the investor's family. So those are, you know, for the large investors that come over from overseas and want to start a business here in the U.S. So those are the five main preference categories. Obviously, okay, there's complications that go in with filing the application and whatnot. So, if you know what you're doing, then, you know, by all means. But if you'd like a little bit of legal help, we are here to help and would like to get your business with those skilled employees over from overseas.
Got you. Okay. If somebody wanted to take that hour of consultation and get some more legal advice from you, Mark, pertaining to whatever they have going on, how can they get in touch with you, sir?
The two best ways are to call my office number, which is 281-489-3934, or look me up on my website, which is jmsmithlaw.com, and check out the website, and then you can fill out the contact form. And the email should come right to me, and I'll be right back in touch.
Got you. Quick story. I went by there and saw Mark at his office, and when I called him, I said, "Why don't we set up this time and this date?" He said, "You know what? I'm moving into the office at the time. If you don't mind the clutter, it's not a problem." And so when he said he's moving into the office, I'm thinking, okay, you know, they're doing some renovations in the office, customizing it for Mark Smith. And when I get there, Mark has built a whole building. It's like 100. Everything in the building is brand new. I mean, they were putting marble down on the first floor. It was crazy. And I was like, is this whole building for Mark Smith? And he said, no, I just got an office like on the third floor. So I was like, oh, my God, you were bigger than I thought. I had no idea. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Smith. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Nolan. Thank you, Chris. We'll see you guys soon.
All right, take care.
All right.
Bye.
Sometimes he says it's going to be he's like real quick, and then he got the 4 and 5, and I was like, should I start playing music underneath?
Yeah, his speech is going over long. You're going to need to play that background music. Start turning it up.
Man, I appreciate Mark, though. He's helping me out with some things, and everything is going great.
Don't get us wrong. It's good stuff.
Absolutely. So, you know, this week is OTC.
Yes.
Are you going to OTC at all?
At this point, I don't have any plans to attend. I used to attend. There used to be, and probably still going on, a big, like, barbecue thing, and I'm sure it was last Friday. I'm guessing it was last Friday, where you go out and they've got all these booths and you run around grabbing barbecue and drinks, and it's just a great occasion. I used to go to that regularly. I haven't been to OTC in a while.
So let me get this straight. You used to go to the party of OTC without actually going to OTC for this.
Yeah, oh, so you did the math, yeah.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I was like, barbecue and drinks equals party is what that is.
I used to go to the OTC kickoff party, and then I still do a little bit of stuff with some companies that are in the oil industry, so I'll end up going to some dinners or something every now and then. Nothing on the schedule now. How about you? You going? You gonna head over there?
Yes, I am. And actually, because of Creative Biz Ideas, we go as press. So just wanted to
Ooh.
Let you know that.
Ooh, that's cool.
Are set up as press. But here's the thing. I thought I was going to walk around big and bad with the press ribbon on. And when I tell you nobody wanted to talk to me when they saw the press ribbon, I just had to rip it off. Burn it a little bit and throw it in the garbage, and then just
and then steal somebody else's badge.
No, I still have my badge. It was just that the they give you like a ribbon attached to your badge that says.
Okay, yeah,
right. So I just had to take the press part of it off, and I was ready to rock and roll. So it was that
all of a sudden, people wanted to have a conversation with you.
Exactly. And when I tell you, you see people from all around the world, you literally see people from all around the world. I've seen a guy, I know for a fact he was a sheik. The only thing he was missing was either a Bentley or a camel. But I tell you, he had the full headdress with the gold on. He had security guys with him with dark glasses. And, I mean, the sunglasses he had on looked like they cost $100,000. I was like, and when he walked by, I mean, everybody stopped. People were talking like, yeah, I do all company type thing. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and just watched him walk by. And
yeah,
I was like
the Sports somebody. Illustrated models walking by, and you're like, yeah.
Exactly. So, all right, so wanted to talk a little bit about OTC. If you're going to be going out there, I want you to look at how many booths have video going. And if you go every year, think about the last couple of years, but I know somebody who flew in from Tennessee, and he said all of the big booths had video. And if you're a smaller guy with just like a table and a some brochures and pens.
And some candy.
Man, yes, the candy. I like the candy because I can go buy it, and if it's somebody sitting there and they got the Hershey's Kisses there, I walk right up and say, can I have a kiss? And before they can take a breath to say anything, I take the Hershey's Kiss and look at them like, you thought I wanted to kiss you. Get out of here. And I just walk away, right?
You're all about awkward moments, aren't you?
I am. My wife tells me that too. You like to make people feel uncomfortable sometimes. I do like to make people feel uncomfortable sometimes. It's just one of my things. It's something.
It's all in good spirit, right?
It is.
They walk away laughing.
It's to catch people off guard. It's like the everyday, and I'm still very respectful. I'm still yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir, and the whole nine. But I will throw in the curveball just to see where you are headwise, and then we'll all laugh and walk away. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Well, you know, I saw Jeffrey Gittimer speak at an Action Coach event not too long ago, and one of the things he wrote the Sales Bible. Amazing speaker. His book is amazing. He does some really amazing stuff. And one of the things he says is have fun. If you're not having fun, then you should stop doing whatever you're doing. And I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Absolutely. So if any of my listeners are going to OTC, I will probably be going, I might step through there tomorrow and or Wednesday. I will be in the city tomorrow because of my networking group. And just so you know, we do the 3D animation for NASA, but Chris Burris hooked me up with the guy that did the 3D animation from the Avengers. And I was scared to call him. I'm not going to lie. I was like,
was it Avengers or Avatar?
No, it was Avengers. No, it was both. It was Avengers
both.
And Avatar. It was both
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
But I like the Avengers so much more than Avatar. And Avengers are hot right now. I just saw it this weekend. Hot movie. Definitely go see it. But Chris sends me an email with like an intro email. Like when you're doing networking, hey, Nolan, want you to meet Paul. And hey, Paul, Nolan owns a video production company. And at the end of it, it says, okay, Nolan, here's his stuff, a link to his stuff. And when I click on his stuff, I was like, I can't even be in the same room with this dude. I mean, what are you
I'm
going to
ask for his autograph. How am I going to hire him?
So what is it like to work with Samuel Jackson? Like, I mean, he's actually, You know, you understand what I'm saying? I was like,
yeah.
I'm not calling. So when I see Chris at a function at Microsoft, and he's like, oh, did you call the guy? I'm like, hell no, I didn't call the guy. I was like, who do you think I am? I'm like, I'm a very small video production company. This
I don't
guy
have
is
any
doing
multi-million-dollar movies underway right,
right
now.
but now that I've landed the NASA deal, and that's we're coming close to having something to show to everybody on what we're doing at NASA, I could stick my chest out a little bit. I was like, let's call Paul Martinez. Hey, Paul, it's me, Nolan Davis.
you may not know me, but I know you.
Exactly.
I know your work.
Exactly. I've watched all of your movies that you were involved in, Avatar, Avengers, all the A-plus movies is what that is.
I got to be honest, I was kind of unimpressed with the – well, no, I was impressed with all of them.
Right. You saw how quiet I was. I was like, you were unimpressed with what now? Because he even did the 3D animation for, it was like the apple, like Once Bitten or something, like the apple that decayed after, like it was some move. I mean, he's just done a lot of stuff. And so I'll be meeting with him on Tuesday. If I can get this guy on my team, that's going to be a game. When I tell you I'm going to walk around with my chest, you think I walk around with my chest out now? Oh, my God. Like,
you're going to need an entourage for your chest.
Absolutely. I'm like, is there any midgets that I could just put my chest on top of so I could just – the weight of my chest is so unbearable is what that is. But here,
it's too puffed up.
Right, exactly. We do have our coach on the line right now, the number one coach in the world that's given us weekly tips for you and your business. And they're not all for your business either. Some is just growth for you as an entrepreneur to get you to the next level, and that would be my very own coach, Mr. Doug Winnie. Doug Winnie, are you there, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. Good morning, Doug.
Morning. It sounds like you guys are having fun, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Following Jeffrey
Absolutely.
Gittimer's advice.
It's always a good thing. And talking about OTC, and man, lots of cool things going on.
Absolutely. What you got for us today, Coach?
Well, you just mentioned bringing somebody on board as a team member, and that's actually the topic that I wanted to talk about today. And that is hiring. And then, you know, we always, you know, we have this belief, some people have that, you know, you can't find good people, or that, you know, people are hard to find and things like that. And, you know, those are thoughts that we call below the line, blame, excuse, denial. And rather than being below the line, we want to be above the line, have ownership, accountability, responsibility for everything we do. And that includes hiring. And then this thing called training. Talking with Chris about this maybe in his coaching session last week, a week before, you know, do we want to have, you know, great employees? Do we want to have rock star employees? What do you guys say? Yep. Do we want to have rock star employees?
Absolutely. Without the alcohol, though.
Yes, without the rock alcohol. Exactly. Or the partying. Right? We want our employees to be phenomenal. Right? We want them
absolutely.
To be the best people. Matter of fact, the better they are, the less we'll have to do. So, you know, in coaching clients, I always ask, well, tell me about your rock star training program. How much training are you giving the new employees? I mean, a lot of people don't give hardly any training. Here is your computer. Here is your desk. Please do what I need you to do. I'll talk to you at lunch. Right? Some people go, hey, here's the car. I hired you to repair cars. I know your resume is great. Please repair these cars. And that's it.
Yep.
And will those people become rock stars? Not likely. They're likely to work for you for a year. You don't like them. They don't like you. They'll disappear, and they'll go someplace else. So we got to come up with a rock star training program. Bring somebody on. Doesn't matter if they're going to be a mechanic, or if they're going to be someone who shoots videos, someone who designs websites, even becomes a coach for one of my team members, we need a rock star training program. And that includes a lot of things. I mean, it might even be an entire month, maybe 2 months of training. It just depends on the field of work. But I promise you, it's not 2 hours or even 2 days. It's probably no less than 2 weeks for any business. Period. 2 full weeks. Because think of this. What about answering the phone? Should they be trained to answer the phones?
Yes.
Probably. And how would you do that? Would you just say, hi, this is Bob? Or do you want them to say, hey, it's a great day at Apple Automatic or Apple Auto Repair, and love to help you with your vehicle today. This is Bob. You know, that takes about 2 minutes of training, but it still takes 2 minutes of training. What about how to transfer? I mean, you guys call businesses where they go, oh, I don't really know how to transfer them. Can I just take a message? Right? We get those types of people that are answering phones. They haven't been trained. You got to train them how to answer the phone. You got to train them how to use the phone system. What about the copy machine? I mean, it seems pretty obvious. You put the thing on there and you make a copy. How many times we walked up to a copy machine and it's out of paper? Because nobody knows how to put the paper in. You've got to train people on all of these things. Everything from answering the phone to doing a sales proposal to performing the work necessary. I mean, if you're going to be a parking attendant at Disney, you get a month of training. A month of training to be the parking attendant at Disney.
Wow.
That's a rock star training program. You want your people to know all about the history of the company. You want your team to know all about the future of the company. You want your team to know everything about the customer base and what does it take to get an A client versus a B or a C or a D client. You want your employees to know every single aspect about the business from a holistic perspective, and then you want them to become rock stars in their role. And that takes some time. So if you're hiring people, first I say, at least create the categories of training that you need to train your person on. So the categories could be answering phones, opening the doors, closing the doors, our types of clients, our history, our future, some of the product categories that we sell, some of the product categories we don't sell, some of the things we want to sell. What is our uniqueness? What is our guarantee? Just create a list of all the categories of things you want to teach them, and then just try to spend 15 minutes to a couple hours on each one of those categories, and you'll start to develop a rock star training program. And if by chance you don't have anything documented at all, which is the case for many of our clients initially, then have that first new employee start to document it for you. You just let them know, hey, one of your first jobs is to write up every single thing I teach you, and then we're going to put that in a binder, and we're going to have that so that when we hire the next person that does what you do, you're the one that's going to train them using your own training materials. So that's my tip, is to create a rock star training program so that you will end up having rock star employees without the alcohol.
Without the alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that, because one of the things that I was thinking about talking about today as a filler, if time is a little funny, is automation, right? And automation before launching a new product. And as I'm getting everybody together and we're growing a little bit, I'm automating everything into one system. That person is coming next week to help me implement my whole business within the system, from drip campaigns to accounting to everything. So everything is automated and everything is talking to each other. And I used to develop trainings at AT&T. And so I have two salespeople, and I've been training them. And I have some other people that I'm bringing on board, and I need to train them for their. And I was thinking that I'm trying to launch HDLTV before the year is out, and I wanted to talk about automation, and that along with the automation part of it goes the training. So it's one thing to have the systems in place, and as you develop the systems and you track and measure and you do all of these things, but most importantly, to one or two things. One, have the training available to have that person that you're going to train for that position to manage those systems. And two, if you don't have that person, after you get all the kinks worked out, to develop that training. So you kind of answered my question. So that's a great information. Great information. Man, I like that a lot. So, Doug, how can somebody get in contact with you, sir?
Well, the best way would be to check out our website. The website is businessasatool.com. I am a big believer that the business is a tool for fun, so that you can go out there and have lots of fun. You can afford to take fantastic trips. You can go on any cruise you want around the world. You can take any trip you like. So make sure to go to businessasatool.com to check us out. You are welcome to give us a call at the office, 713-936-3814. And then you can always send me an email if you like. Doug Winnie, DougWinnie, at actioncoach.com.
Now, do you have any events coming up, Doug?
We do have a free workshop coming up, a live workshop here in Houston on Wednesday at lunchtime. So that's going to be 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Come, eat a little bit, learn lots. It's about 7 years of education coming at you in about 2 hours. That is complimentary. Having one this Wednesday and then on the 20th as well. So May 6th and May 20th. You might want to check those out if you are serious about growing a great business.
Got you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Winnie, I appreciate you, sir.
Take care, guys. Have a great week.
You too, Doug.
You too. Actually, that brings me, as we talk about events, this week is National Small Business Week. And with that being said, we do have Ascending this week at Microsoft on the 7th. We're doing a lunch and learn, Chris and I. We're doing a lunch and learn at the Woodlands, and we're talking about internet and video marketing using Bing and Surface Pro 3. So we're going to have some other tips in there as well, but that's their focus. So we kind of custom tailored our regular lunch and learn just for the Microsoft platforms. And so it's going to be free lunch. And on Thursday, which is the day, which is the 7th, they're also going to have networking in the evening. Now, their networking is phenomenal. That's where I met George Foreman and some other people. So it's a pretty big deal when they do some networking because people come out to Microsoft, I think, because they're one of the biggest outfits in the world is what it is. So you too can,
yeah.
Exactly, you too can be there. And that's on the 7th. Our lunch and learn is from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And then networking is, I think, 5:30 to 8:30 or something like that. So come on out. I think it'll be a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I haven't even written my part yet, but I just got a feeling that it's going to be awesome is what that is. So as we talk about training, you know, Doug said a little bit about training, and there's a couple of different ways to do training. You can do the PowerPoint and kind of let them go through it, or you can make an event of it, and anytime you think of events, you should be thinking of Tessie Wendell. And I know she does some training events that are absolutely awesome. So if you're doing that, then you definitely need to talk to Tessie Wendell about that, and she can set some of that up for you and help you put that together. So that's great stuff as well. Today is, the 4th, May 4th, and I got a couple of birthdays. Earlier in the week, it was Ellie Carson's birthday. Ellie and I are good friends. Today is Gloria Sanchez Green's birthday, and she's a great friend of mine. And earlier this week as well, we had Michelle Rogers Young and Don Wolf's birthday, and all of those are people that I know. and pretty good friends of mine, and they're all in the business. So, yeah, absolutely. Want to say happy birthday to those guys. And before we start wrapping up and talking about next week, last week I made a comment about being bad boys of business, that type of situation.
Yep.
And Terry Williams, real estate agent Terry Williams, got on Twitter and hashtag
Bad Boys.
Yeah, did a little chirps, a couple of tweets about hashtag Bad Boys Biz. And I like that. I wanted to thank Terry for doing that. She listened to the show, and she said she likes the Bad Boys of Business. So because you said that, Terry, we're going to get brand new drops. We're going to get some brand new music. And you're going to hear something like Big DJ style. Like, you're listening to the Bad Boys of Business with Nolan Davis and Chris Burris on Creative Biz Ideas.
So I love it.
I'm going to get some music and some new drops. I got just the guy to do it because that's the type of business I'm in. So it's all going to work out. So
since you mentioned her tweeting, let's go ahead and get everybody, our Facebook information and our Twitter information.
Absolutely. And we have a big social media campaign that's coming out in the next week or so. So if you're on Facebook, which everybody is.
For more than 1 hour a day.
Exactly. You need to go to Creative Biz Ideas, which is on Facebook, facebook.com/creativebizideas. And on Twitter, it's Creative Biz Show. So,
and that is B-I-Z.
Yeah, B-I-Z. Like, get you some business. Like, that's how my son Tristan says business. He say, mind your business. That's what he tells his brother all the time. So, Creative Biz Ideas.
Well, it's like the Bad Boys of Biz.
Exactly. So, hey, Chris, you got it?
Yeah, I do. I do have a tip. This is from our last podcast, and the tip is your website should grow from just needing content to being the destination for great content. I know that sounds a little confusing when you first start. You know, the easiest way to generate content for your website is kind of to cultivate content from other sources. And in the beginning with your website, you're just trying to put together something to appease the Google monster and all the search engine monsters and make sure that they see that you've got content and that you're contributing to it. And so at first, you're just grabbing anything. And then ultimately what you want to do is put together really good content. Like, so you've accumulated a list of great content. People visit your website regularly to get up-to-date content regarding the subject matter. And so just go from needing content, any sort of content, to really putting together great content. And you'll see the fruits of that labor as you continue.
Man, I'm looking forward to getting my website from you guys, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to sit down and brainstorm on that because we had a little brainstorm session and then, you know, here we are. We'll definitely get that brainstorming session scheduled. You already had one with Mark, so now it's time to have another one with eWeb and then we'll get that site started.
Absolutely.
And a game plan for our videos because, you know, I know a guy that does videos and. We need
it all goes hand in hand. It all goes hand in hand. So, absolutely, I can't wait until man, my chest is getting heavier and heavier by the second, dude.
You're gonna need some sort of golf cart just for your chest.
You know what do they call those things that the older people be riding, like the little weasel? Not weasels. It's like the little
scooters or whatever.
Yeah, those little scooters, I'm going to need one of those as I walk around, like a mechanical type of scooter to just carry my chest around. Because after I get...
Everybody will be like, what's wrong with that dude? He's just got a big chest.
He's so proud. All right. So anything else you want to leave the listeners with today before we go, sir?
Well, internet marketing, they can go to our website, e-webstyle.com, or they could give us a call, 713-592-6724. We have a free website analysis, and if you're looking to grow your business and you think internet marketing is not the way, you probably need to have a conversation with me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if anybody's out there thinking about utilizing video, if you want to know the biggest bang for your buck when it comes to marketing, video is definitely the answer. I show you 25 ways to use video online and offline and use it over and over again to deliver that clear, concise, consistent message each and every time to your target market. And in the next week or so, if you see a Vids Inc. truck rolling around, that would be me. Vids Inc. Give us a call at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. Chris, I appreciate you being on the show today, sir.
Another great show. Well done.
Hey, and the second you get sick and you can't do it, just tell Charles to give me a call. That's all you have to do.
I'm never getting sick. Are you kidding me?
I'm just telling you, man. Hey, appreciate you, sir, like always.
All right, same here.
All right. Now, here at Creative Biz Ideas, I do realize that an idea is not a plan, and a plan still needs execution, but it all starts from an idea. For everybody who's on the show today, from Mike Pope to Doug Winnie and Mark Smith and all the listeners, I do appreciate you. The way that we can really grow our business is to brainstorm and help each other and use ideas and use each other's businesses as well. My name is Nolan Davis, and I am the host of Creative Biz Ideas. And if you need anything, give us a call here at 347-945-6693. Share what you do, ask questions, and we can get the answer. Until next week, love to live, live to love, and be well.
Creative Biz Ideas, creativebizideas.com.